Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second, the center fielder, Bob Speak. Batting third, the left fielder, Chuck Tanner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh, the catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Bobby Morgan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dave Hillman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dave Hillman. For the Cincinnati Reds, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting second, the catcher, Smokey Burgess. Batting third, the left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fourth, the first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Joe Taylor. Batting sixth, the center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Don Hook. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Hal Jeffcoat. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Hal Jeffcoat. And now, play ball. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grammas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. Two outs. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Reds. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long moves to second. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hook fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor bunts towards third. Adams fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Taylor moves to second. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke takes first base on ball four. Taylor moves to third. Bell moves to second. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. Taylor scores. Bell moves to third. One out. It's 2-0, Reds. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat strikes out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 1 in the game. Grammas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. McMillan moves to third. Grammas moves to second. It's 3-0, Reds. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 1 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Hillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hillman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jeffcoat fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 0 for 1 in the game. Speak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speak. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Crow moves to third. It's 4-0. Reds. Bob Anderson now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell is walked intentionally. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one. And over to first, double play. Crow scores. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-0, Reds. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McMillan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. It's 6-0, Reds. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 1 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Reds. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeff Coat covering, for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-1 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gramas hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-2 in the game. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Taylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Crow strikes out. One out. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a line drive towards short. Banks reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Speak for the out. One out. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-2 in the game. Tanner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gramas misplays the ball. That's an error on Gramas. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grammas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. McMillan takes first base on ball 4. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0 for 2 in the game. Jeffcoat bunts towards the mound. Anderson fields it and throws to first for the out. McMillan moves to second. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Grammas hits a line drive into left field. Tanner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0 for 3 in the game. Burgess takes first base on ball 4. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Anderson. McMillan moves to third. Burgess moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Banks reaches second base with a double. Long moves to third. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to home to get Long. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Bolger pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan misplays the ball. That's an error on McMillan. Banks scores. Neiman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Reds. Bob will pinch hits for Bobby Adams. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Tom Pohalski now pitching. Jim Bolger now playing third base. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Crow hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Reds. Joe Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pohalski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Speak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Speak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner is 0-for-3 in the game. Tanner hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Crow fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat is 0-for-2 in the game. Jeffcoat hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grammas bunts towards third. Bolger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Speak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grandma scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-3 in the game. Neiman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.